Welcome to the Cost Segregation Authority series from My Cost Segregation. This episode covers Treasury Regulation 1.167A-7, a Treasury regulation from 1960. Let me explain how it works. The tax code lets businesses depreciate the cost of property over time. But here is a question. Must every part of a building be depreciated as one big group, or can you break it into smaller parts and depreciate each part separately? Treasury Regulation 1.167A-7 answers that question. It says taxpayers may choose either method. You can depreciate each asset individually, or you can combine assets into group accounts and depreciate the whole group as a single asset. The choice is yours. This regulation is the foundation of cost segregation. Without it, you cannot take a building and split it into components with different recovery periods. For example, the electrical system might get a 5-year schedule. The building shell would stay at 39 years. But if he had to use group accounts only, you would be stuck with the slower schedule for everything. Let me break it down. Imagine a new commercial building. The IRS rules say you can put everything into a single 39-year account, but this regulation gives you the right to separate assets. You can take the HVAC system, the fire alarm, the parking lot, and the roof. Each of those can get its own recovery period. 5 years, 7 years, 15 years, or whatever applies. That is how cost segregation accelerates depreciation. The regulation does not tell you which assets go into which classes. That comes from other rules, like sections 1245 and 1250. But it does give you the right to make the choice. The IRS cannot force you to use group accounts. You control the method. Here is what this means for your study. A cost segregation report lists every reclassified component. Each line shows a different recovery period. That schedule only works because this regulation allows individual depreciation. If you see a 39-year asset next to a 5-year asset, you are seeing the effect of this rule. But there is a catch. If your property uses a general asset account under another regulation, those group rules take priority. This one and the general asset account rules must be read together. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see how your property's components were separated and classified, review the depreciation schedules in your legal section.